Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Omud Aleph. And we, Meretz Hashem, are the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, finishing up Simen Resh Tzadi Dalet. And we begin on the top line of this Omud with the words of the Mechaber in the middle of the line. V'im Toam Kodem Shehivdil Alakos. If a person tasted something before he made Havdalah, so then, Tzorech Lachzo L'Havdil B'Tfilah, then, since he hasn't made Havdalah during the Shmoneh Esrei, that's what we're talking about, the person forgot to make the Atachon Antonu in the Shmoneh Esrei, and now before he makes Havdalah Al Hakos, he goes and eats something, he tastes something, so then, in this situation, even though you normally don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei when you forgot to say Atachon Antonu, in this situation where you ate before Havdalah, you have to go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei and say Atachon Antonu in the repeat Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, V'afo gav de kaima lom b'simin reish sadi test siv hey, even though we will learn over there, di'im tov, v'ocha, kodem Havdalah, yochol lahavdil l'achakach, that if by accident a person ate before Havdalah, which you're not supposed to do, you're not supposed to eat or drink anything before Havdalah, but if a person accidentally did so, he can still make Havdalah. So over here too, so we ate before Havdalah, why doesn't he just make Havdalah? Here, nevertheless, he brings down, we call Makom, and this is based upon in the Shaar HaTzion Oschas, the Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, Mikol Makom Kan D'Tor Gam B'Tvila. Since here he made a double mistake. Number one, he ate before Havdalah. And number two, he forgot to say Atachon Antonu in the Shmoneh Esrei. So here, Kan Sinale, we punish him. And therefore, Tzorech Lachzul Espalo L'Havdil B'Tvila. We make him go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, and now say the Havdalah Atachon Antonu in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. How much is considered eating? So Dear Shufut number 12 brings down that the shear over here for tasting, for eating something, that you're mechuyev to go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, if you forgot to say Atachon Antonu, that's a machlokas. So the Sefer Toldos Shmuel is not sure what the shear is. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Sha'af im Toam Me'uma, that even if you ate even a little bit, something, a mashu, you have to go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei in this situation where you forgot Atachon Antonu. On the other hand, he brings down the Shelos Teshuvas Ar Lutzion, Shirakim Ochol Kizayis, or Shosu Revius, Konsumoso, only if you ate a significant amount, which is considered a Kizayis by food or Revius by drink, that we kansi you, we punish you, and make you say the Shmoneh Esrei again. The issue for number 13 brings down, Gamim Toam Kodem Tfilas Arvis. Likewise, if a person ate before he davened Marib, which you shouldn't do, and then he forgot to say in the Shmoneh Esrei Atachon Antonu, so the Shulchan Shlomo brings down Shekon Simoso Lachzur L'Espalo, that here too, in this situation, he has to go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, which he forgot to say Atachon Antonu in it. However, the Tila L'David is not as sure, and he says, Tzorich Iyon, you need to go and investigate this further. The issue foot number 14 points out that even if you said Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol before you ate something, Mikol Makom, he says nevertheless the Prima Gadim brings down as well as the Rosh Yosef Sheyesh Lekomso Lachzor L'Spalo. Even in this situation, there's a Knas instituted by the rabbis that if you forgot to say Atachon Antonu, and even though you said Baruch Hamavdu, but you ate before you said Havdalah Lakos, that you have to go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The saying of Baruch Hamavdu doesn't help in this respect. It only helps in terms of allowing you to do malacha. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, he's not sure, maybe that would be enough. He brings down as well from the Aderes that if a person said in Shomea Tvila, he forgot to say Atachon Antonu in the right place, and he said it in Shomea Tvila, that he would not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei in that situation if he ate before Havdalah. Likewise, if a woman says Mariv, and she forgot to say Atachon Antonu, and then she ate, so he brings down from the Torah Shabbos, she also has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, since she accepted upon herself to say the Shmoneh Esrei, so she has to say Havdalah in it as well, and isn't allowed to eat before them. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita does point out, though, that if she didn't have a Mariv and she ate before Havdalah, then she certainly has no obligation to go and say Shmoneh Esrei if she doesn't normally say Shmoneh Esrei. So again, this is a very unusual and interesting halacha. Now we go to Sif Beis, and Mechaber writes, Ta the lohivdil batfila. If a person forgot to say Atachon Antonu in the Shmoneh Esrei, the ain't lo kos balayla, and he will not have a kos to make Havdalah on that night. The solver, however, he thinks, Sha'af l'mocha lo yelo, and he thinks that even tomorrow he will not have a kos to make Havdalah on, then, Sarech lachzor l'spalo, then that person has to go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, even if he hasn't eaten over here, because there is no other Havdalah for him, and this way he will at least make the Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei, so he has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei and say Atachon Antonu. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Hei explains, the mitzap b'shiyah l'mochar, if he does think that maybe tomorrow he'll get it, then we don't cons him, we don't force him to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And yuchol l'smoch hazeh shiyabdu l'mochar kol hakosim. One can rely upon the fact that he will, im yirtzeh Hashem, have a cup tomorrow and he'll make Havdalah Sunday. As we will learn, im yirtzeh Hashem, kil lekaman bireish sadites sivvav, and in that situation will teach us what to do when you can't make Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, and therefore, the ein tzorech lahachzir hatvila. And here you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei in this setting where you expect to maybe have a kos on Sunday. Dishufut number 16 brings down, if you're not sure, he brings down from the Makor HaChaim that even in the case where you're not sure, one does not have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. It's only in the case where you're absolutely certain that you will not have a cup that you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, if you forgot to say Atachon Antonu. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains, Hainu Kishaka Ravlik, we're talking here that you've already moved your legs the three steps back at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, or Okishasiyim Tfiloso Veino Rogulo Mar Tachanunim Achar Tfiloso, or you finish the Shemoneh Esrei and you don't normally say the additional Tachanunim that some people say there at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, that has the halachic status, the Dino Gamken Ka'aka Rogul. That's as if you took the three steps back, as we've already learned in Simon Kuvyud Zayin Sifhei. And he says, go look over there for those halachas again. So in these situations, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, Chozer LeRosh. V'imlosi imadayin tefilosa, but if you're still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, then Chozer LeBirchas Atachonin. Then you don't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei in these situations where you would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because you forgot to say Atachon Antonu, as we just described, but it would be enough to just go back to the bracha of Atachonin. However, miyu in nizkar kodim shomei atfila lo yachzar. But if this is in between atachonin and you forgot to say atachon antonu and you're ready up to the next bracha, but you haven't yet said shomei atfila, then do not go back to atachonin and say the atachon antonu there, because you can say it elo yomar atachon antonu b'shomei atfila as a bidyavid form. Here, the rabbis allowed you to say atachon antonu in the Shemoneh Esrei by shomei atfila, because dekishemavdilin b'tfila omrim avinu makino ochel alein v'chule dehu bakosha, because part of the nusach over here is a little bit like a bakasha, and v'havi mi ein shomei atfila, and therefore this is incorporated or can be included in the generic bracha of shomei atfila, dehu kolel kol habakashos, because this includes or incorporates any bakasha that a person wishes to have. However, miyu halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, im yesh lo kos, that you do expect to have a cup to make havdalah on, then do not rely upon this bidyavid that we just said. Yisboch ala kos, you can rely upon the fact that you'll make havdalah ala kos. V'lo yomrena v'shomei atfila, and one should not use this as a default position to say atachon antanu in the shomei atfila if you forgot to say it in atachonin. Why? Given the ikra hu shevach, because the real purpose of atachon antanu is a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo shayach kokach shomei atfila, and it really doesn't belong, it's not a bakosha that it should belong in the shomei atfila. This is brought down in the Mogen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Tisha B'Av, Shechol Yos Be'echo B'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Matzi Shabbos on Sunday, so then in this situation we obviously don't make Havdalah Lakos. So what happens in that situation? Tov Elohivdu B'Tvila, if a person forgot to say Atachon Antanu in the Shemoneh Esrei by Matzi Shabbos, which is Erev Tisha B'Av, that night is Tisha B'Av, Saturday night, Sunday is Tisha B'Av, Eino Tzarech Lachzul Espalo. He does not have to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why not? Kivin Shemadu Lalakos V'Matzi Tisha B'Av, since he will make Havdalah on Sunday night after Tisha B'Av is over, that is adequate, and therefore he doesn't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei in this situation. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, B'mokum Sh'amru She'enu Chozil Espalo, in the normal situation where you do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, when you forgot to say Atachon Antanu, so then, Miyad Kishasiyim HaBrocha, once you finish the Brocha of Chonein Hadoas, Eino Lachzar. So then you don't go back. Once you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, once you concluded the Brocha, you don't go back. AFLP Shlo Posach B'Brocha Shalchra, even though you haven't started the next Brocha, even though you haven't started Hashiveinu, you do not say Atachon Antanu over there. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, Hainu shehizkir Hashem shall see him a bracha. This is true, not even if you finished the bracha, you just said Baruch Ata Hashem, Chonein Hadoas. So you just said even the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bazeh Mikre Kilus Kvar Siyam. That's considered that you stopped. What about saying Lamdeni Chukecha? So Deir Shifut number 19 reminds us of a din that we've learned already previously in the name of the Tilul Adavit, that one does not say Lamdeni Chukecha in a situation where you're not mechuyev to go back if you didn't say it. So here, for example, you're not mechuyev to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you forgot to say Atachon Antanu. So once you reach Baruch Ato Hashem of Chonein Hadoas, so that means you wouldn't be allowed to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If you say Chonein Hadoas, so then you don't say Lamdeni Chukecha at this point in time. And this is true, the Tehillah L'David says, for every situation like this. Now we go to Sif Hei and we conclude Simin Reish Tzadi Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, B'malkum sh'amru she'enu chozer, in a situation where you're not mechuyev to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, so then, im rotzu lahachmir latzmo lachzor, the Mechaber says if a person wishes to be machmir on himself and to go back and say the thing that he forgot to say, so him seeing tefilos or rashoy. In that situation, if the person has finished the Shemoneh Esrei, he's allowed to, because as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, he's now going to be saying a tefilas nedava, which is permissible, albeit we don't do this today. However, the Mechaber tells us, Avol Madayin lo same tefilasa, you're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So let's say you're in Slach Lanu, and you realize you forgot to say Atachon Antanu. So the guy says, I'll be machmer myself, and I'll go back to Atachonin, and I'll say Atachon Antanu. You're not allowed to do that. Eino Rashoy Lachsar. You can't go back if you're not supposed to go back. And we'll explain this momentarily in the Mishnah Berurah. But first we'll do Sivkot and Ches. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, as I already alluded, that you're allowed to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei and you want to be machmir yourself to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because you're now davening b'toras nedava, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. This is a voluntary additional tefillah that you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we've already learned le'el b'sof simin kuv zayin, that the endless spalul nedava, that nowadays nobody davens a tefillah nedava, elamisha makir atzmo zoriz v'zohir v'shiyachavein, except for really outstanding people that are certain for themselves that they'll be able to do this properly and with great kavana and with the appropriate intentions. And unless you can do this, which for the vast majority, if not all people, this can't be done, so therefore nowadays the minhag is not to do a tefillas nedava. So there too, over here, a person should not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if he wants to be machmir on himself. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess, he writes, Kivan de eino tzarech lachzor hevi hefsik. The reason why you can't go back in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei is because this would be a hefsik, and you're not allowed to go and be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So if you're in the middle of Slach Lanu and you want to go back, so that's a hefsik. With that, we conclude Simen Reish Tzadi Dalet. And now we can begin Reish Tzadi Hei, which is a short Simen, which we won't finish off today, and it actually starts off with a Ramah. Usually, we normally start off with Mechaber. Here, you actually start off with a Ramah. Now, this short Simen deals with the Shliach Tzibah making Avdol and Shul. But before that, the Ramah comments, and he says, Hagah, the Omrim, in Shul we say, Vihi Noam, V'seder Kedusha, in Shul we say, before we make Havdalah, in Shul, by the Chazan, so we add a capital called Vihi Noam from Tehillim, and we also add the Kedusha that we say, the Sidra Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 etc., Barichus, and we say this over here very slowly, Kedei La'acher Seder Kedusha, in order that we should delay saying the Sidra the Kedusha as much as possible, because we want to delay this, because after we say this, Sha'oz Chozrim Rishoyim LeGehenim. He brings down a famous medrash from the Torah that the time that the Rishoyim, they off from Shabbos from Gehenim, they also get to rest on Shabbos, but when Shabbos is over, they go back to Gehenim. So the time that they go back is when the Tzibur says the Sidra the Kedusha, they say the Kadosh Kadosh, that follows the davening, the Shemoneh Esrei, in Matzei Shabbos, so that's when the Rishayim go back to Gehenim, so we want to delay their going back to Gehenim as much as possible, and therefore we say this slowly. Ubezman she'ein omrim v'him noam, and when we don't say this tefillah of v'hi noam, for example, kigon shechol yom tov b'shavua, when there's going to be a yontif, a day that's forbidden to work during the upcoming week, on one of the weekdays, so then, ein omrim seder kedusha, then we don't say this entire paragraph of seder kedusha, because it deals with working. However, nevertheless, avo omrim v'yiten l'cho, for those that have the custom to say every Matzei Shabbos v'yiten l'cho, they would even say it on those Shabbosim, on Matzei Shabbos, when there is a yontif during the week. And this is brought down in the name of the kolbo. Now, if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph, he brings down from the Torah, the Noagin lichpol posuk orech yomim. When we say at the end of Vihi Noam, orech yomim asbieu ve'arei bishuasi, we say it twice. And the Torah brings a reason over there, and he says this has to do with the mystical shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is created by the saying of this paragraph, and in order to have the right number of letters, you have to repeat the posuk orech yomim twice. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Upasuk v'noam tzorich le'omro me'umot." He brings down the custom that people stand up when they say the paragraph of Vihi Noam. However, Dear Shufut number 1 brings down a different opinion from the Bir Halacha, from the Chavetz Chaim in Simen Tof Pei Tes, where he writes in the name of the Ritz Geus, "Shemin Hogam Lomar Vihi Noam Ukedusha Desidra B'Yeshiva." And the reason why they would say it bedavka sitting down was they would say it more slowly. And again, the idea over here is to make sure that you say this slowly with tremendous kavana, and not to rush it. So some suggest that saying it standing up will be able to make it say it with more kavana, and others suggest that if you sit down and say it, you'll say it more slowly and with more kavana. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Each person should follow their minhag. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yeish mekomos she'ein omrim v'yinoam beveis ha'ovel. There are places that don't say v'yinoam in an ovel's house. Rak maschilim yoshe b'seser. They just start off with yoshe b'seser el-yon. The reason behind this is brought down in Dershufut number 2 in the name of the Levushe Srod, where he writes that the statement in Vihi Noam is Umase Yadenu Kono Leinu Umase Yadenu Koneu, and then we say Yoshe Bisei Soyon, and since an Ovel is not allowed to do work during the week, that he's Nebuchadnezzar, and that's Umase Yadenu Kono Leinu, so therefore, just like if there's a yontif during the week, we don't say this paragraph. So too, in the Beis Avel, he suggests that you don't say this paragraph. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Bezi writes, "Haynu Mishlachilin Mevi Ata Kodosh." When we say the Seder Kedusha, we don't say Uvolutzion. We just start off with the Ata Kodosh. Ve'ein Omrim Uvolutzion Goel. The Fisha Ain Gula Balayla, because we don't have the Gula at night time, so therefore it's not appropriate to say Uvolutzion Goel. The issue footnote number 3, however, does bring down. There are those that hold, of course, that the Binyan Beis Hamikdash will begin even at night time. And that doesn't seem to jibe with this. And he says, Yesh liyashiv, you have to figure it out somehow. Then he also points out a very famous statement from Moshe Feinstein, that's al Nigrus Moshe, that there are different customs about whether you say Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen V'Amen every night by Maariv. In Eretz Yisrael, where they follow the customs of the Vilna Gaon, so it's very prevalent not to say Baruch Hashem Liolam. In Chutz Laretz, there are different opinions. Some say it, some don't, as we've discussed this halacha previously. So Moshe Feinstein does point out that there is no such custom to not say Baruch Hashem Liolam only on Motzei Shabbos. Either you don't say it all week long and you don't say it Motzei Shabbos, but if you do say it all week long, he says it's an incorrect custom just not to say it on Motzei Shabbos. And he adds on as well, Im Eino Rogil Amru B'Motzei Shabbos, if a person who doesn't say it Motzei Shabbos finds himself in a shul that does say it on Motzei Shabbos, Badei Tzorich Liomri Mom, he should say it along with them. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'lochein gam v'anizos brisi ein omrim. If you don't say uvolutzion, you also don't say the pasuk v'anizos brisi, l'fi shesmuchim heim lahadode b'sefer Yishai, because they come right next to each other in Sefer Yishai. If you're not saying one, then you shouldn't say the other. This is brought down the name of the Taz. Masha kosev shom v'arichos, and that which we said you should say it slowly in an extended type of a way, haynu b'ni'imus kol, that means to say it with a beautiful voice, k'dei she'es arech mat yoser, in order to say it a little bit more slowly, u'la'akev lo rishoyim milachsu l'gehenim, and this will prevent the rishoyim from going back to Gehenim earlier than they would otherwise have to go back. Da'at she'ashlimu yisrael sidreihem nimsheches kedusha Shabbos, because only at the conclusion of saying the sidra de kedusha over here, then Shabbos is over. Until then, it's still considered Shabbos to a certain extent. And therefore, v'yachak kachozun l'gehenim, it's only after Shabbos is over that the Rishonim go back to Gehenim. As Chazal tells us from the Medrash, that on Motzei Shabbos, the one who's in charge of all these neshamos over here in Gehenim says, Chizru Gehenim, you go back now to Gehenim once Shabbos is done, Shekvar Hishlimu Yisrael Es Sidreim, because the Jewish people have finished the Sidra de Kedusha, they've said over here the Kadosh, 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 and therefore it is time for you to go back to your burning in Gehenim. The issue footnote number 4 brings down another reason that's brought down the name of the Ramah in Simon Reish Sadi Gimel, which we've already learned, that we say it a little bit more slowly, Kedei Lahosef Michol Al HaKodesh, in order to also add from the weekday Motzei Shabbos to make it Kedusha Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel says that whenever a yontif fell out during the week, we don't say Fi Noam. So he brings down, this is true, Hainu Afilu Chol B'Yom Shishi, this is true even if it's on Friday, Dobina Shekola Shvuyeh Roi L'Mlocha, that the only time you say this is if the entire week is capable of having work done to it, and if Friday is not, so then you don't say this. Mishum Dechsev Bo Umase Yadenu Kono Aleinu V'Gomer, since we say this idea of working, so any day that you can't work, then it's not appropriate, or we don't have to say this paragraph. And he says, V'davka yomtiv gomer, we're only talking here about a full yomtiv. Aval if Purim comes out during the week time, or Erev Pesach, Shechobi Me'achol, or if Erev Pesach, which is on a Friday, Pesach is on Friday night, Shabbos, so then Ein Lim Noam Ilomar V'Noam B'Motzei Shabbos Shalafonim. Then we do say V'Noam, we don't not say it. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalet says, Say the Kedusha, which means V'hi Noam Shayach L'Melechas HaMishkon, because this deals with the Melechas HaMishkon, Shebo Berach Moshe L'Yisrael B'Shor Shesimu Melechas HaMishkon, that we were blessed this way when we completed the Mishkon. V'yidei Zeh, Shor Tzor Shechina, and this caused the Shechina to settle on us. And that's why, V'zehu She'mas Michinon Pasuk, that's why we connect V'yato Kadosh U'Shev Tilos Yisrael to this. U'lekach B'zman She'en Omer V'Noam, and therefore if we don't say V'Noam, En Omer M'Meila, Kol Say the Kedusha, that we don't say the rest of it as well, and this is brought down in the name of the Taz. Finally, Sifkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says that we say V'yitin Lecha, Shem Psukim Shel Bracha B'tchilas Mi'ashua. The reason why we say this is it's to start the week off with the wonderful Bracha V'yitin Lecha. That's a very appropriate way to start off our work week. The Yishuv number 6 says, even if Matzei Shabbos is on Chol HaMoed, the Prima Gadim writes, you can still say V'yitin Lecha. When Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, so do you say V'yitin Lecha then? So this is a machlokis. Some suggest you say it in shul, others suggest that you say it better in your house because you don't want to be matriach to people not to go and break the fast as soon as possible. an Ovel during the May of Aveluso, unfortunately, Rachmona Litzlan, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal paskins that he should not say V'itelcha, because this is a simcha, and for Hatzlocha, and an Ovel is inappropriate to say this. And this is also brought down by the Gesher Achayim. However, the Prima Gadim says an Ovel can say it, and this is different than on Tisha B'Av, which is a deeper Avelus, because it's a communal Avelus rather than a personal Avelus. That concludes today's shir.